This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Welcome. My name is Will Johnson. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. He's on vacation, but he is never on vacation. He will be joining us after this first segment. Veritas released another video. Alex is going to get into that with more detail. I believe Keith is going to be on with him. You know, Google, with the censorship, the way they're attacking conservatives is unbelievable. The craziness that's going on. And we're supposed to just go along with it because it's supposed to be fair that they can attack conservatives and liberals are supposed to get everything that they ask for. Nothing's ever supposed to happen to liberals, only conservatives. And when it happens to liberals, then they cry foul. So like I said, Alex will be joining us after this first segment. So I have the honor and the privilege to host his first 5 minutes before he comes on with us. Let me say this. Every day I walk into the studio and I see all of the people working so hard against the tyranny of the left, against the tyranny of the globalists. And it just makes me think that all of these people have on the same page and they understand. They are awake to what is actually happening here. And Alex Jones has created something that is completely remarkable. And every time I walk in, like I said, I'm at awe. People understand that Alex Jones is doing everything he can. He's putting everything on the line to wake up people and to fight for humanity. And for me, that is a great honor to be sitting here to try to represent the best to my ability and show my appreciation and say that, you know, InfoWars is a wonderful opportunity for anybody. I'm glad to be here to be able to guest host. But let me say this, because Alex, he did a commercial spot talking about he doesn't like the plug, but I understand why he does the plugs. It's because that is he does the plugs because it gives us the opportunity to be here. It gives me the opportunity to be here. Without you supporting InfoWars against what the left is doing, it doesn't happen. We don't have someone in the pocket like George Soros or Tom Steyer, all of these filthy rich billionaires that's trying to take out America. Alex is depending on the American people. He's depending on all of us to step up and to support InfoWars.com. And when you share the articles, you tell them that you're not taking it lying down. You're not going to take it any longer. By you going to InfoWarsStore.com, you show everybody that you love everything that Alex Jones is doing and you don't believe the lies that's coming out of the left. That's what it comes down to. Is if you believe the lies, then don't buy anything. But if you believe in humanity, you believe in this country, and you believe everything that Alex Jones has been doing here, then you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy the product, the Turbo Force, the Brain Force, the DNA Force. They're always doing specials that's unbelievable. Have you ever seen anyone that's doing a special on their products constantly? And the main reason why they're doing it is because it gives people the opportunity to find out how good the products really are. That's what it comes down to. Okay, so Project Veritas. They've been trying to take out InfoWars for the longest, and I'm talking about Google. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they have to take out Alex Jones. Why? Because he's speaking the truth. You can't have someone running around. You can't have someone broadcasting, telling the truth to the American people when they have a completely different agenda. How does that work? So after the break, they're going to play a video, and Alex is going to be on with us. After the break, they're going to play a video, and if I'm not mistaken, with the Veritas and with another Google insider. And what happened here, I'm not going to break all of it out. I'm going to let Alex do it. But everything that's taking place here should be an alarm, a waking call for everybody. Sound the alarm. Because if we don't pay attention to what's actually happening here, every last one of us that think we have freedoms, they're going to go away. You're not going to even have freedom. You're going to wake up tomorrow. You're going to be like, what in the world happened? No one told me. And it's not that anyone told you, because Alex has been telling you. You need to wake up to it. We'll be back after this.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Global Wednesday edition. Bill Johnston is here visiting InfoWars and guest hosting. He's going to be hosting throughout the next 4 hours with many special guests. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is set to drop massive new bombshells exclusively here coming up on air at the bottom of the hour, because he always gives us even more information than what's in his latest report with major executives inside big tech coming out and exposing whistleblowing and more. That will also tie into stories up on DrudgeReport.com. TechLash, only making Facebook stronger. FTC helping dominate. Platform paid contractors to transcribe users' audio chats. They're recording everything. The sky is the limit. It's absolutely evil. It's beyond the left. It's authoritarianism. And, of course, to rein in Trump in his trade war with China, the globalists are allied with, the last four heads of the private Federal Reserve New York Board of Governors came out and said, we're going to crash the economy to teach Trump a lesson. He's being political. Well, China's being totally political with their currency. Trump's barely even countered them. But because he lifted a shield against it, they're trying to destroy the stock market right now. Yields flash recession warning. Stocks dive. Banks hammered, reads Drudge Report. But it tells you everything you know up above in the left-hand corner. Dim contenders. Trump 2020 Rust Belt pitch. Threatened by manufacturing downturn. What did Bill Maher say last year? He said, I want to crash the markets, the economy, to teach these Trump supporters a lesson. You can't have your country back. You can't have prosperity. No. Everything's got to go to China, you dirty Americans. We're going to teach you. Also, ginormous developments on the Trump front. With the fact that he's coming in to go after the censorship. And then even bigger developments on the Epstein House of Cards coming down. And just the fact that no one's buying the official story. And you've got the head of the jail removed, the guards, special guards were brought in. They heard him screaming for his life. And then they say, breathe, breathe. It's all coming up today. James O'Keefe, bottom of the hour. But hosting until the bottom of the hour, the rest of this segment and the next, is Bill Johnston, visiting guest host. And then I'll be back to co-host with Will at the bottom of the hour with James O'Keefe. Remember, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And we had to end the big store-wide mega sale, 50, 60% off, because so many things were about to sell out. But we are still extending store-wide free shipping. And we're still extending double Patriot points, and we're still extending sales on everything else that we have decent supplies of. And so it's basically 90% of the last sale for each item you're getting. It's the same. We're keeping krill oil. It just came back in last week. It's so popular to have the highest quality at 50% off, despite the fact that you've already sold a third of it. So I promise you the krill oil will be taken off sale by the weekend because we have to, because it will be another 3 months till more comes in. We're going to try to double our order of it. It's so popular now because all the stuff in the news about how good it is, and everybody heard me already tell you that years ago, and now here it is. But if you want to have amazing dreams, not for your heart or your brain, krill oil, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. But Will Johnson's got a lot he's going to be covering today. Will, tell us who's coming up today, your views on this time in history we are, and so much. And, again, it's great to have you here in the middle of this historic event that's happening, my friend.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here, Alex. You know, I'm really interested to see the interview with Veritas at the bottom of the hour and with you coming on. And it's just so amazing the time that we're living in to see all of this take place. You know, I really want to talk about and get into how the left is still pushing the whole white supremacist and how they're continuing on to try to demonize President Trump or anybody white who supports President Trump. That's the thing it really runs through me because we have people believing this nonsense. You know, no one was calling President Trump a white supremacist before he ran for president, before he went down the escalator. Once he went down, then all of a sudden he became racist. He became all of these things that he never was before. You have black hip hop stars saying they want to be like Trump. You have many people saying they want to be like Trump. So, you know, with all of this taking place right now, because 2020 is coming up, they have to do something to get people, black people, not to vote for President Trump. See, that's the whole thing. And for the life of me, I don't understand how they're able to get so many people to be so naive to believe that all of a sudden, because they've been saying it, that President Trump is now a white supremacist or he supports white supremacy. You know, it's ridiculous. So even Bernie Sanders, this is going to be number clip. Do we have time for this? This is clip number eight. Clip number eight, where Bernie Sanders, he came out and said that, okay, let me just read it to you because this was on his tweet. He said, do you think it's a coincidence that the racist manifesto of the El Paso shooter echoes Trump's language of invasion and infestation of immigrants? Bernie Sanders is going to say, I don't. Then he replies, then he does at real Donald Trump, is fanning the flames of white supremacy. We must stop him. If anyone is fanning the flames of white supremacy, if anyone is doing the white supremacy, keeping this whole racial division going, it is the liberal left. So if we can go to that video, this is number eight on the chart.
I am concerned about the rise of any group of hate, whether it's white supremacy. I am very concerned about it. These are savage killers. My administration believes our cities should be safe havens for Americans, not sanctuaries for criminals.
So, let me break in.
If you listen to the rhetoric.
Pause it real quick right there. For some reason, when President Trump said it should be sanctuary for Americans and not criminals, and they're suggesting that he's a white supremacist for saying that. Do you see the disconnect? Do you see how people are not realizing that they're being blatantly lied to? I mean, it's right there. How is it possible? Another prime example is when President Trump said black people living in these rat-infested cities like Baltimore, all of a sudden you have people saying that President Trump is being racist because he's telling black people, you don't have to live this way. Is anyone else okay with that? I don't think so. Okay, let's go back to it.
If you listen to the rhetoric from the president, you would think that every person of color is somehow a gang member or ready to rape and to kill and to plunder. And that's simply not the case. But it's good politically, however. It's very useful for autocrats to demonize and project all these social ills upon the other.
When you have 15,000 people marching up, you have two or three border security people. How do you stop these people? You can't. There's no... That's only in the panhandle you can get away with that stuff.
Okay, pause it. So the gentleman before that said that President Trump is using this, calling all black people, people of color, rapists and thugs and terrorists or, you know, criminals. when President Trump was referring to the people that's coming across the border that's taking our children, that's causing all this violence, he's talking about MS-13. He's talking about these gangs. They know very well who President Trump is referring to, but they take it and they spin it. And they're talking about, well, President Trump does this because it's very good politically for him to do this, to try to drum up his base, to try to drum up support, because people want to hear this. No one wants the chaos that's happening on the border to be taking place at all, except for the left. The only people that gain are the only people that stand to benefit from the chaos that's happening on the border and across America is the left. Because without the chaos, the left has nothing. That's the only reason why they keep talking about racism, white supremacy, division in this country. Because without that, they have nothing. 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 But they keep doing it over and over. My name is Will Johnson. I am sitting in for Alex. He will be back at the bottom of the hour. Please stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. InfoWars.com. Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com, guest host sitting in for Alex. He is on vacation, but like I said earlier, he is never on vacation. He's always working hard. He's never stopped fighting against this tyranny. Okay, so what I was talking about before we went to the break, I was talking about Bernie Sanders and the white supremacists and how they're targeting President Trump. And the main reason why they're doing this is to get black people, people of color, to not vote for President Trump. There was an article that came out, I guess it was maybe 2 weeks ago, where they said it was 36% of the black community now supports President Trump. Can you imagine that? 36%. So all they're thinking is, okay, we have to change this number. We can't have people believing that President Trump is for the American people. You know, one thing that I've noticed, and I've always noticed this from the past, that every time you have a white person, yes, there it is, every time you have a white person that does something, be it, and I'm using President Trump in his example, but it's happened in the past, in history. Every time you have a white person that does something and black people benefit, guess what they do? They say he's a white supremacist. Are they saying he's being racist? It happens every single time. You know, or if they don't call you white supremacist, they take you out. Look what they did to Abe Lincoln. You know, he freed the slaves. They took him out. They can't have those type of scenarios. They can't have people like President Trump helping black people and going around. What has President Trump done? Name one thing that he has done that would validate saying that he is a white supremacist. Because, oh, women, Charlottesville, right? Charlottesville, he said there were good people on both sides. I wish they would stop saying that there's no Democrats that are good on both sides. I mean, I wish they would say that because there has to be at least one Democrat that's good on that side. You get my point. But they keep saying that he's talking about all the white supremacists, good people on both sides. As if white people on the right are not good. You have to pay attention to exactly how they're doing this. And you know what? For the most part, majority of the American people, they're either not even paying attention to this craziness, or if they are, the people that have brain cells left, they're not even saying, you know what? They're acknowledging that what the left is doing is completely crazy and it does not go along with rational thinking. The American people are not dumb. The American people are not stupid, but for some reason you have the left. They believe that the American people don't understand what they're doing. For another example, and I'm not going to go into great detail on it, but Epstein, they believe that the American people won't even question how did Epstein die or all of these different things that took place during that. They expect, my point in that, is that they expect the American people to just go along with it and not even question it. This is what happened. This is what took place. Okay, so I have another video I want to play. This is of Cory Booker, okay? Or I like to say Cory Booger. This is going to be number 10. I want to play this clip of Cory where he's trying to act like he's not the racist or he's not sponsoring it. But that's exactly what they do. The Democrats sponsor, they advocate for it. They push for it. They want the division. Without it, they have nothing. Okay, so let's go to this clip, number 10.
We can't let these conversations devolve into the impotent simplicity of who is or isn't a racist. Because if the answer to the question, do racism and white supremacy exist, is yes, then the real question isn't who is or isn't a racist, but who is and isn't doing something about it. This is a question that has a deep moral resonance. It's not enough to say I'm not a racist. We must be anti-racism. Because there's no neutrality in this fight. You are either an agent of justice or you are contributing to the problem.
Okay, pause it right there. So you're either agent or you're contributing to the problem. I would have to say that every single one of these politicians up on the hill that are Democrats, leftists, and there's some rhinos in there because they don't say anything. They're contributing to all of this. They're the ones that's creating this. AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. They're like the four. And I can't even recall what's the other lady's name. Presley. They're all. And Mark Dice, he coined the term the fascist. The fascist four. I love it. But they are like the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. When it comes to the chaos and to the destruction of America, they are the ones that's leading the charge. And you have the rest of these people, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren, and the rest of them saying, oh yeah, we need to talk crazy like the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. Because they're getting attention. They're getting all the attention. So they're coming out. They're speaking just as crazy as the rest of them because they want the attention as well. My thing is that what we really need to pay attention to is the state of the world that we're in right now. The state of the world that we're in right now is that people are believing these crazy things that they're saying and they're taking it as if it's factual information. That's the part that people don't realize. They're taking it and believing it as if it's true. I mean, you can even talk about the whole climate deal. The climate deal. You pay money and the climate problems will go away. We're supposed to believe the nonsense that they're putting out. And there's another thing I'm going to get to maybe in the third hour about how Elizabeth Warren is fighting for trans to have health care. Why not just, how can people just can't have health care? How come you just can't say, hey, I'm so-and-so and I need health care? And if you go to the doctor, how are they going to diagnose you? How do they know how to treat you? What if you have a groin problem? You know, seriously, how do they do it? But anyways, I digress. The Democrats, the liberal media, the socialist internet media, social media, I like to say socialist media, they are all colluding with one another to take out the president of the United States and on top of that, to undermine the United States president. That's where we are. And if you don't recognize it and you don't pay attention to what's going on in this war that we're in right now, America is in the Second World War. The Second World War. Second Civil War. We're in it right now. We're in the Second Civil War right now. And if you don't recognize, you don't pay attention, you're just going to be a casualty of this war. So after the break, we're going to come back. Alex is going to be with us. We're going to talk more about, he's going to talk about the Veritas and the video that just came out where Google is getting caught red-handed doing it again. Red-handed. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. You're going to see that and much more from Alex after the break. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Infowars.com. We'll be back after this.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide. I'm broadcasting from San Diego, California. Will Johnson is in the Austin InfoWars News Center, the ATX. And James O'Keefe of Veritas fame is on the road, but he's calling in, and they'll let me know the minute that we get him. There has been a new giant Google data dump by whistleblowers. Google Machine Learning Fairness, it's always Orwellian named, whistleblower goes public, says, burden lifted off my soul. And they have in there specifically that InfoWars is not good information, they said, because I exposed everything, you know, years and decades before, like Trump would win and then Jeffrey Epstein was running a pedophile island. And so I've got to be stopped. But here's the big thing. They've been telling Congress that they don't censor any conservatives. They don't censor any libertarians. They don't censor any Trump supporters. They only censor fake news, which they can define as whatever they want. And then, of course, Mitch McConnell tried to put a link up to his house being basically assaulted. People saying they want to kill him. They let the people keep their videos up on Twitter and Facebook that were pro-attack Mitch McConnell, leader of the Senate, but they would not allow the response to it. And that's what this is about, is fixing the election. As the last big piece or tranche of documents showed a month ago from James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. He joins us now. Please, in the one segment you have, you've got the floor, James O'Keefe. Tell us about the latest bombshell, right as Trump says he's drafting executive orders to take action.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Again, can you hear me, James?
Yes, this is a story that was broke today. The insider who sent us the machine learning documents has gone public, and he says a burden has been lifted off of his soul. His name is Zachary Voorhees. He's released thousands of documents from within Google, blacklists, human raiders. He's basically blowing the whistle and saying that this is his Google Snowden moment. And he's willing to go public. He was making $260,000 working for Google a year. He says the police have been called on him from Google. There's video of him, police confronting him outside his home. So this man has gone public. He sat down and talked to me, and the video is up online, Alex, now.
That's amazing. And after you leave us, we're grabbing that video right now from Project Veritas website. Tell people the headline on that video so they can find it and share it easier.
The headline, Alex, is Google whistleblower goes public, says, quote, burden lifted off of my soul. That's the headline of the video, and it's on Twitter. It's on YouTube. It's the highest performing YouTube video we've ever done today. It's blowing up YouTube. We hope they don't take it down. If they don't take it down, it'll get well over a million views.
Well, this should get 500 million views. I mean, Google's testified, I was there when it happened, that they don't control any searches of any type. Well, their whole system is about controlling searches. That they've never censored anybody. I mean, they have really perjured themselves to Congress. Can you elaborate on just how wild these documents are? This is beyond smoking gun.
Well, I think in the video, he goes into the blacklists that exist at Google. These are documents that prove maybe that they've perjured themselves under oath. He talks about this algorithmic fairness document that was leaked. This was the one that was cited in congressional hearings. Algorithmic fairness sounds like a Orwellian fiction, but it's an actual document within Google talking about machine learning fairness. They need to use product intervention to make the world more fair. That's pretty extraordinary. Perhaps the most extraordinary thing is that he has 1,000 of these documents, and we've published them on our website. A fringe ranking classifier score that lists various news sites, including CNN, and gives them ratings. Internal threat of communication shows an apparent discussion about the coffee beans document, where one Google employee expresses concern about hiring. So it's all there. It's a WikiLeaks-style dump on our website, projectveritas.com, and Zach has courageously been willing to put himself on the line for the country with the hope that others follow in his footsteps, Alex.
Incredible. Let's remember, Google has decided, along with other tech giants, to move to China to help suppress their population, to help build censorship search engines like Dragonfly. They're already implementing that here. Bing is somewhat censored, but nothing compared to Google. We put in exact Breitbart headlines, exact InfoWars headlines, exact Project Veritas headlines, and they won't even come up on Google. You go to Bing, they're at the very, very top, and that's owned by Microsoft. So Google has done what no one except the Chi-Coms have done before, build a search engine where they just put what they want on the top. And the even bigger scandal is it's coming out that people are paying, not just for the top ranking as an ad, but that the other stuff is being paid
to put up there. And obviously, it's going to take time to go through all these documents, but bombshell after bombshell. But look at the intimidation factor of them sending the police after him.
Yeah, they did us. They did a what we've learned to be a wellness check. Zach believes that Google called the police on him. Google confirmed that the police confirmed they received a call. And there's videotape of Zach in San Francisco on the street outside of his apartment putting his hands up I guess submitting to the police. Again, Google has sent Zach a legal letter. They are threatening him to cooperate. So Zach did, in fact, cooperate with the authorities, but sent the documents to the Department of Justice under William Barr. So this is all happening. It's all part of this watershed moment, the series of events, these whistleblowers, these brave insiders. Alex, we know there's many more people on the inside. We've asked them to come forward. We know that they will come forward. Our email address that they're coming to is veritastips@protonmail.com. That's Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, tips@protonmail.com. And we believe that there are people listening to this interview right now who work for Google, who are on the fence about coming public. They're afraid. Don't be afraid. They're actually more afraid of us than we are afraid of them, because you can't stop morally courageous people who keep on coming out.
Well, that's right. And look at how InfoWars is listed in there. I mean, they sit up there and say we're not censoring anybody. They're censoring everybody. And notice InfoWars is in there.
InfoWars is in there. They have a lot of conservative websites in there. Again, the people say, what's the solution? What's the solution? We don't want government involvement. I'm not suggesting government involvement. I'm suggesting these companies be honest about what it is that they're doing. At the very least, let's begin with that. And the only way to make them honest is to hold their feet to the fire and let sunlight be the best disinfectant. You can't perjure yourself in Congress. You can't lie to the government, at the very least. So we want them to be honest, and we think that a continued crusade of people like Zach. But if you watch this video, again, the title of the video is Google Whistleblower Goes Public Says, quote, burden lifted off my soul. What strikes you is the passion of Zach. He's an extremely passionate, committed man. He's given up his salary, his willingness, his ability to get a job. None of that matters to him. What matters
by Silicon Valley standards, this man's a hero. And talking about next shoe to drop, what would you call this time we're in historically, where there's a quickening with Epstein and the Chinese government and the economic war and all the Clinton corruption and the foundation and the FBI corruption, Justice Department and the Russiagate? I mean, the wheels are coming off everything, and I think the hubris of the Democrats and the hubris of big tech at some point's got to break.
I think it is a watershed moment, Alex. I think the people on the inside of these organizations are heroes. Our heroes tend to be anonymous. They're not the celebrity, flashy people we see in corporate media. They're not the deep state individuals or the government.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back on this live Wednesday Global Edition. Will Johnson's riding shotgun with me. James O'Keefe can only do one segment. He's on the road going into another meeting. And ladies and gentlemen, we got secret Google documents a year and a half ago from a source. I'll just leave it at that, inside Google. They were paying millions of dollars to have people organically go out and downvote me all over the web in ratings so that Google could delist me and then say he's rated as a non-credible source. They also did it to my credit rating. They did it to my banking rating. And, yeah, we're getting the lawsuits ready. You saw that the Covington Kid lawsuit got thrown out. Robert Barnes predicted that here on air. It's basically from his research, what they call captured counsels, what it looked like. It got thrown out immediately. He's filed suits there. We are getting ready to file suits in the Epstein case to bring out even more documents, and we're looking to file suits on some of these financial institutions. We have them dead to rights. It's just going to cost a lot of money. This war cost a lot of money. To stand up and fight these people costs a lot of money, but now the climate is here, the climate is right, and Trump is starting to take big action. These companies are spying on us. They're selling our data. They're working with foreign governments. They're working with authoritarians. They're acting in total bad faith. And they've lied to Congress. And they are stealing our futures and stealing our ability to see and hear what we want. This show is compelling. It's powerful because of our guest, because of our research, and because of our dedication. There's a lot of things in the chemical kingdom where you'll have a drug that something is supposed to carry the drug across the blood-brain barrier. Tobacco companies add chemicals to cigarettes to make it go across the blood-brain barrier even more. Well, that's an analogy of InfoWars. I can be brash, I can be aggressive, I can be angry, but I carry it across the blood-brain barrier. All the other guests, all the other info, I got people's attention. I love being made fun of in memes and things. The globalists figure that out and they try to stop it. Because I didn't care what happened to me. I cared about the truth getting across so that when it all came out, people knew they were being lied to. So on hundreds and hundreds of issues, we've been proven totally right. Our guests have been proven right. And you are the InfoWar. I'm not just saying that as a pat on the head. You are the reason we're here. So please take advantage of the ultra massive extended sale. We've had to take some of the things down because they're about to sell out. So it's a new sale, but it's still store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and massive specials up to 60% off. Turrible food, still 50% off. They're telling me that has to end. A lot of the water filters have sold out. Still some of the great ones are there. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for the support. Will Johnson is going to take over with a bunch of guests for the balance of the transmission here in a moment, but I wanted to air here just a few minutes from the full Project Veritas report that's also posted to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And yes, Twitter might slap you on the wrist or Google might do something to you if you share this, but they're going to take everything you've got, these bullies, if you don't start standing up. So I know our audience gets that. It's time to bring more people in. And in closing, a lot of folks right now are blown away. A lot of people right now are apologizing to InfoWars, and we're seeing the most traffic we've ever received since the last election. People are really understanding that we're not playing games. And sure, this stuff sounds incredible and shocking, but it's true. Truth is stranger than fiction. So think of what's coming next. Think of what's going to come out next on Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple. Think about what a huge time in history we're in and how amazing this all is. So here's the whistleblower that the police have now come to his house, hands up, as a Google intimidation in San Francisco, which they own. He still is persevering, and I can't wait to try to get this whistleblower on the broadcast. Here it is with James O'Keefe.
I've been living with this like burden for 3 years, since 2016 when they started changing everything, and you know, and to have that burden lifted off of my soul is, I've never felt happier or, you know, more at peace with myself than I have, like, right now. The police didn't announce themselves. I decided that I'm just not going to talk to them.
So, why are the police outside your home in San Francisco?
And so what I did is I put out a dead man switch. People are like, well, you're brave. It's like when I'm coming and explaining what Google was doing, this is an act of atonement, okay, to make my conscience clear. They're not an objective piece. They're not an objective source of information. They are a highly biased political machine. That is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again.
The Google whistleblower has come out of the shadows, this time releasing a large cache of remarkable confidential Google documents that expose Google's political bias and a scary progressive social agenda.
My name is Zach Voorhees, and I was an employee at Google for 8 years. And the reason why I collected these documents was because I saw something dark and nefarious going on with the company. I felt that our entire election system was going to be compromised forever by this company that told the American public that it was not going to do any evil. And I saw that they were making really quick moves, not only in the documents, but also in the internal speeches that the executives were giving to the company, that they were intending to do that. They were intending to sculpt the information landscape so that they could create their own version of what was objectively true.
It was June 24th. Project Veritas released an investigation that included an interview in the shadows with Google insider Zach Voorhees, Within days, it seems, Google was on to him.
What happened since you and I last spoke?
There's a lot of stuff that happened since you and I last spoke. I went back to San Francisco, and I laid low. And then, out of the blue, I got a letter from Google indicating that they knew what I had done. And that letter contained several demands, six of them, in fact, asking me whether I retained documents, asking me to list the people that I had given the documents to, and requesting access to all of the data, all of my personal data, my laptop, my backup hard drives, in order for them to come in and start scrubbing all of it.
So we have the letter in front of us, and I have a copy of it here. This letter does make a few demands. It asks you to cease and desist. It asks you to comply by a certain date, no later than Friday, July 26th. Did you?
I did. I did comply. And I complied honestly.
What did you do?
What I told Google was that, yes, I had retained some of their files. And I told them that, yes, I had sent it out. And I told them truthfully that I had sent their files to law enforcement.
What law enforcement agency did you send it to?
The law enforcement agency that I sent it to was the Department of Justice Antitrust Division under Attorney General William Barr.
But according to Zach, Google's attacks on him had only just begun. A Twitter troll outed him as the leaker, saying,
"By the way, Zach, shouldn't you remove well-employed tech geek from your bio, Mr. Leaker?"
So who do you think One Snowflake is?
Well, I had my suspicions that it might be an insider from Google, since that information that he posted wasn't public. After I realized that Google knew who I was, I started going to lawyers and attorneys and trying to figure out, like, what Google's likely next step was going to be. And both attorneys that I talked to both said, this is the first step in having your life ruined. They're going to come after you. And so I realized that this is what was coming to me. So what I wanted to let them know is, look, I've got your data. Yeah. And so what I did is I put out a dead man switch, so that in case they were going to either try to destroy my life through the legal system, or that they were trying to just, off me because, I'm exposing their a really big thing, how they are tampering with elections. I wanted to let them know that, hey, look, if something were to happen with me, then these documents are going to be released immediately.
And what is a dead man switch for those who aren't familiar with that?
So a dead man switch is something that people that have information about a corporation or somebody else, and they're concerned about their personal safety and possibly their life. And what they do is that they let that entity know that in the case that they get offed, that the information will be released to the public. Mm-hmm. And so I set up a dead man switch to trigger in the case that I was killed or assassinated. And so I let them know that I was willing to do that and to protect myself. The next day, the police began looking for me in two different locations. So Google...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.